And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
This is Pastor Roland. Let's begin with a little prayer. Lord, may this program be of help to someone. May it help them to cast off darkness and refine joy and happiness and success and move forward to a bright future. Amen. Welcome. Today we're going to talk about some very important things. This is a most unusual program. I'm not a pastor who has a big church. I'm a pastor for the radio, a pastor for the internet, a pastor to help people who, well, perhaps they don't go to church, but they are still interested in spiritual things, and they're interested in getting their life in order, and they're looking for answers and solutions. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the program. Let's begin with a call. I have a new caller line where people call in with a question, comment, or opinion.
Hi, this is Ryan. I enjoy listening to your program, and I have one short story which I'd like to tell you. I have a brother. He's 29 years old now, and he works at this. He sets up new accounts for customers, and one of the coworkers that's next to him is always giving him extra work, and the coworker comes in late, oftentimes in the morning, and then my brother has to take up extra duties, and he doesn't like that very much. So I can tell my brother's unhappy about it. When I see him, he usually, once in a while, he's mentioned that to me about it, but usually he just kind of doesn't say anything. But I think it probably is not good for his health, and is stressing him out. So that's what I see, and I'm wondering if you have thoughts on a situation like that. Whether you think Beth Dane is, like my brother's doing, not kind of go along, not say much, or more express yourself in some way, either at the office or with some other technique. So thank you very much. Enjoy listening. Bye-bye.
Good question. I'm sorry to hear about your brother's situation, but, you know, actually your brother can use the situation to grow. Your brother's doing what a lot of people do. They clam up and say nothing, but underneath they're resentful. Okay? Your brother undoubtedly is resentful. He resents that person. And the longer he goes resenting that person, two things will happen. Number one, he feels guilty for resenting, because resenting is wrong. It's better not to resent. And the second thing is that the resentment makes him angry. So he's full of a lot of anger. And so eventually, if he ever does say something, then all the anger comes spilling out. You see what I mean? So how are we going to solve this situation? Well, it's very simple. First of all, your brother needs to stand back and look at the resentment. I'm sure he's resentful. I'm sure that he is, okay? So he has to stand back and watch it. Take a mental step back and watch. If he doesn't know how to do that, he can get my little meditation, my little easy meditation. It'll help him to stand back and get some objectivity. Watch the resentment. When he sees it, watch it and don't indulge it. That's the thing. Stand back, watch it, and don't indulge it until it passes. Okay? Now, you know what it's like? It's like walking by a box of chocolate. So you lean over and smell the chocolate, and it smells so good, okay? Well, but then if you keep walking, see, then you're okay. But if you start to indulge the chocolate and eat one after another, you see what I mean? Part of the secret is just to observe it, let it pass. It takes spiritual discipline, okay? But not the kind, like most of us, what we do is we just tense up and we try to push everything down and suppress and repress our negative emotions. But this is a much better way. It's called standing back and observing, not struggling with it on the one hand or giving into it on the other, standing back and watching it objectively. Remember, this is an infomercial. I'm only here once a week, so be sure to write down the web address, talktoapastor.org. R. Jewell.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, we had a caller call in, Ryan, I believe. He said his brother has a situation at work where somebody keeps dumping work on his desk. And he hasn't said anything about it, but he has plenty of work himself, and now he's got this extra work, and he hasn't said anything. Well, what Brian's brother's doing is doing what most of us do, and that's clam up and say nothing. See? So right now, he has a problem, and his problem is resentment. So that's the first thing he has to deal with, okay? Before he speaks up and says anything about the situation, he has to watch the resentment and let it go. And I said that if he needs a little help with that, he can get my little meditation, which helps a person stand back and get some objectivity. Then the next thing he will do after he lets go of the resentment is very important. Let the resentment go first. Then the next thing he'll have to do is simply speak up about it. Okay, he'll need to speak up and say, "Excuse me." And the next time the person comes with extra work, say, "Excuse me, I have a lot of work myself, and that's really not my job, so I can't do it." He's just going to have to say it. Okay, it's that simple. Obviously, he can go to the boss and tell the boss and so on, but you know, he can easily speak up and say it himself. "Can't do it. Sorry." Okay? Now, the other person will wrinkle up like a prune because he's so used to taking advantage. See, he's been taking advantage of the fact that your brother's been resentful and hasn't said anything. But as soon as your brother lets go of the resentment, he has to speak up. Now, what might happen is that when he speaks up and says, "I'm sorry, that's my job, I can't do it," then undoubtedly some anger will come out because anger has been accumulating. So, okay, well, if a little bit of anger comes out, then all your brother has to say is, "I'm sorry about the anger, but I'm still right about what I said." Okay, "I'm sorry about the anger, but I'm still right about what I said." So now that will take care of that situation. Now, the next time, see, now let's talk about the next time. How the situation should have been handled from the beginning. This will be very useful, not only for Ryan's brother, but for all of you who are listening. It's very important to speak up right away, okay, before resentment and anger start to fester. Before you become resentful, before you become angry, you need to learn how to speak up right away. So let's say you're standing in line, you know, you're standing in line, and all of a sudden somebody cuts in front of you. Then you immediately say, "Excuse me, I was here first, thank you very much." See, you have to up immediately before resentment. See, most of us have been trained to sit, to say nothing. And then as the seconds and minutes go by, we become angrier and angrier, and then we become resentful. See, and then that cuts us off from our own inner ground of good. It cuts you off from your inner powers. Resentment is a very harmful thing. So you must learn not to be resentful. See, just speak up. You have a perfect right to express yourself, and you won't be angry when you speak up right away. Just say, "Excuse me, I was here first." Or if somebody comes with extra work to dump it on your desk at work, say, "Excuse me, I'm sorry, that's not my job. I have plenty of work of my own work to do. Thank you very much." See, it's very simple. That's very, very, very important to learn to speak up. I have some YouTube videos on the topic. I think it's called How to Speak Up for Yourself. A couple of them. They're short, maybe 5-10 minutes each. They're very good. You really need to watch those. Okay, and I think that'll be very helpful. So now, the other thing that I want to talk about is the meditation. See, objectivity is so important. See, as soon as you become resentful, see, any emotion, becoming excited, or becoming fearful or becoming resentful or becoming angry. See, even if you're ranting and raving and screaming at a ball game, screaming for your team, that emotion, see, it moves you away from your center of dignity. It moves you away from your higher powers. See, it moves you away from calmness, from reason, from wisdom, from understanding. And you become like an emotional animal. So what you must learn, but the worst of all is resentment. Of all the emotions, the worst one is resentment. So you're going to have to learn to watch for the resentment and let it pass. See, a lot of people think, well, I have a right to resent. They think, well, I have a right to resent. Well, maybe you have a right to resent, but it's not good for you. It's not good for you. It harms you. And not only does it harm you, but it's not fair to the other person. See, because it's a little bit of hate, really, a little bit of judgment. So you must learn to just stand back and observe. See, observe people without resenting them. See, nobody's perfect. You're not perfect either. So you're surrounded by imperfect people. So you could look at it as a great benefit. It gives you a chance to practice being patient. See, and the meditation helps. It helps you to stand back and get objectivity. So check out my meditation at talktoapastor.org. And I also have some videos on the topic of speaking up, and I've also written some books that have chapters about it. Thanks for listening to Talk to a Pastor. Remember, the whole program is 30 minutes long, so if you're getting the 15-minute version, there's going to be 15 more minutes, and there's always good stuff in the second half. So be sure to check out at the audio archives the whole 30-minute program. Need help with your prayer life? Try the new prayer meditation. Visit talktoapastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today's topic is part heaven and part earth. A little bit spiritual and a little bit practical, a little bit of both. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's a very practical program, very down to earth. Yes, there's a spiritual part of the program, but you know what? It's very practical spirituality, very practical. If you learn spiritual discipline and you're centered, flowing from within, calm, and not angry, you'll be able to handle your affairs gracefully. In the first half of today's program, we heard a call from Ryan about, a situation at work, okay, which is a situation that a lot of us face. So let's listen to the call again. I want to talk some more about it.
Hi, this is Ryan. I enjoy listening to your program, and I have one short story which I'd like to tell you. I have a brother. He's 29 years old now. And he works at an office. He sets up new accounts for customers. And one of the coworkers that's next to him is always giving him extra work. And the coworker comes in late, oftentimes in the morning, and then my brother has to take up extra duties, and he doesn't like that very much. So I can tell my brother's unhappy about it. When I see him, he usually, once in a while, he's mentioned that to me about it, but usually he just kind of doesn't say anything. But I think it probably is not good for his health, and is stressing him out. So that's what I see, and I'm wondering if you have thoughts on a situation like that. Whether you think Beth Dane is like my brother's doing, not kind of go along, not say much, or more express yourself in some way, either at the office or with some other technique. So thank you very much. Enjoy your listening. Bye-bye.
Ryan's brother has a problem that many of us have. And you know what that problem is? We don't speak up for ourselves. We clam up and say nothing. And injustice continues. We say nothing. And people get used to us saying nothing, so they begin to walk all over us. Okay? We become doormats. And then what happens? See, what happens is, not only do people become used to walking, taking advantage of us, because we say nothing. We smile sheepishly. But underneath, what's our problem? We're resentful. That's the problem. See, when you become resentful, then it takes you away from your powers for good. It takes you away from your inner ground of good and the ground from which you could have easily spoken up without resentment. See, there's two ways of doing anything. Something can be done out of reason, out of common sense, out of wisdom. See, or it can be done out of resentment, out of anger. See? But what a lot of us do is we become angry underneath and resentful underneath at some injustice, like somebody giving us too much work or giving us work that's not our job, that sort of thing. And so we say nothing, so we're resentful underneath. But then you know what happens? What happens is we begin to feel guilty because resentment is wrong. See, that's not the higher way of doing things. It's not the good way. It's not the proper way. See, it's the animal way. Become resentful and hateful and angry. So we feel guilty. We have conflict over it. So what do? We try to assuage guilt and get rid of the conflict by being extra nice to the person who is doing the injustice. So we're extra nice to them, and we bend over backwards, and we do whatever they ask us to do to try to get rid of, to work off the guilt. See what I mean? But that's a big mistake, because A, you're letting them get away with it. B, you're actually feeding and catering to what's wrong with them. And C, you're becoming more resentful. Okay, so that has to stop. So what you have to learn is, the first thing you have to do, the very first thing, is to learn to watch for the resentment and let it pass. Let the resentment pass, don't indulge it, and then you'll be able to speak up without resentment. I actually have an excellent book on the subject of giving up resentment. It's called Putting the Forever Back in Love. You can find it at my website, talktoapastor.org, and also in Kindle and paperback at amazon.com. It's called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Got stress at work or at home? Looking for a Christian meditation to help you with stress? Try my easy meditation at talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Yes, Ryan called in. He said his brother has a situation at work where somebody keeps bringing extra work. And his brother's not saying anything about the extra work, but his brother is, well, basically resenting it. Resenting the other person for the injustice. So the solution is obvious, and that is to speak up about it. But the problem now is that, see, what happens is not only do you become a doormat, not only do people get used to walking over you, not only that, and not only do you feel guilty, so you have a tendency to want to give in and do extra and do even more for them to assuage guilt, which they take advantage of also. But even worse than that is that anger builds. Anger and resentment fester. And then if you ever, see, eventually you have to speak up, see? Otherwise they'll just keep piling more and more and more work on you until you collapse. So you have to speak up eventually. See, some people don't even speak up then. What they do is they get sick or they quit. See, I'm not saying that quitting a job is sometimes not the right thing to do. Okay, sometimes it's better to find another job where there's not so much injustice. But if you have a basically good job, okay, a good job, and there's just some little injustice going on, well, then you need to learn to speak up about it. But the problem is, if you haven't spoken up, then now you're full of anger and resentment, and when you speak up, the anger comes out. So now you're afraid to speak up because anger comes out. So this situation, you see it all the time at work. You see it at home, too. A lot of dads, they don't say anything. See, dad kind of comes home and sits quietly in the living room, and, you know, things are a big mess. The kids are laying around on the living room floor and playing video games, and their homework's not being done, and the place is a mess, and see? And so eventually, and so dad says nothing, but then eventually he speaks up, and when he does, he speaks up with anger. But when he speaks up with anger, he looks bad. So here's what you do. First of all, watch for the resentment. Get my meditation if you need to help you to be able to stand back and objectively look at your, you know, at your resentment. Let it pass. Let the resentment pass. You can do it. See, you don't need to indulge the resentment. Then when you let it pass, okay, then with the resentment now out of the way, now you can speak up. And you can say, you know, the next time the person brings work, say, I'm sorry, I've been doing it, but I can't do it anymore. It's too much. It's not my job. I'm sorry. See? Can do it. Sorry. Okay? See how easy that it is to say it? Well, the only thing is now some anger might come out because it's been building. It'd be better if you had spoken up right away. Remember how I said if somebody cuts in front of you in line, then say, excuse me, I was here first. See? Immediately. That way anger and resentment don't build. But if you allow resentment and anger to build, then watch for the resentment, let it pass, let a few days go by while you watch the resentment, let it pass, and then speak up. And then if some anger comes out, say, well, I'm sorry about the anger, but I'm still right about what I said. Okay, I'm sorry about the anger, but I'm still right about what I said. Okay, so, see, some people speak up too much. But that's not the problem most of us have. Most of us, our problem is not being pushy and bossy. And see, although some people are pushy, some people are rude, so on. But most of us are not that way. We're just the opposite. We're meek and mild, and we have the appearance of being a nice person, see, which other people cultivate. They cultivate that and then take advantage of it. So go ahead and speak up, okay? You have a right to speak up, and people will respect you. And then they won't dump extra work on you either. Of course, if you can do a kindness, of course you could do a kindness for someone. You know, if your work is done, then you could help them out. Okay, I'll help you out. See, it's a kindness. You see that it's the right thing to do, or it's a nice thing to do if you can, then that would be nice. But if you're always the doormat, always doing the extra work, and incapable of saying no. See, there's something wrong if you're incapable of saying no. There's something wrong. So you have to be able to say no, okay? Then occasionally you can say yes. All right? See how that works? Very well. Well, I have some videos on the topic, YouTube videos. I think they're called How to Speak Up for Yourself. I've written some books. A Brief Introduction to Stress Management is a very good book, which is in paperback at Amazon. Or you could get it from me. Just write to me and say, hey, I'd like to have the book, A Brief Introduction to Stress Management, and just make a little donation of some sort, at PayPal. Just a little something. Doesn't have to be much. And then I'll send it to you as a PDF attachment to an email. It has some good stuff about this topic. Okay? All right. Well, thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying the program. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. If you're getting the 15-minute version, then remember, if you go to talktoapastor.org, you can listen to the audio archives, okay? And listen to the whole 30 minutes. And also, don't forget, I have a new listener call-in line. Remember Ryan called in with his question? You can do the same thing. Call in with your question or an opinion. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You can leave your opinion or a question on the answering machine, and I listen to all of them, and some of them I'll use on the air. Okay, the number again is 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.